B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It's Monday, y'all. It's Monday, September 30th. And just where you think temperatures would be, in the low 90s today on September 30th.
I almost wore flippy-flops.
I get, like, weather notifications sent. And yesterday I got one and it said, cool-off coming, dot, dot, dot. But...
never.
More heat on the way after that. So I guess it's going to be, like, not too hot today, tomorrow. But then, like, Wednesday, they're talking about record-breaking temperatures.
Yeah.
And I'm just, for one, I'm over it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think I've had enough. It's just, it's too hot.
Oh, I love the summer.
Big I can fan. Use a little break.
Big fan. It's one of the many reasons why I love Charlotte. At one point, Sterling's like, maybe one day we should live in Chicago. Screw that. They're cold.
I know, but the problem is Charlotte's going to go from really hot to all of a sudden like 60s, and we're going to miss out on that mid-range temperatures.
And then everyone's going to get sick because it dramatically changed overnight.
Yeah. Why don't we do a Monday morning song? Get us going. Looks like Loren's having issues with her headphones over there.
Yeah. I can only hear music. I can't hear y'all's voices.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Hang on, I'll give you your thing back in a moment, Taylor.
All right, how about some Bruno to get us moving on a Monday?
Okay.
And then we'll come back, we'll do our weekends in 30 seconds, and we have some big news for our haunted house tour coming up. We got so much to do today, $1,000 at 8 o'clock. You know the drill. It's the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show. Let's go on a Monday.
I bought new headphones and they suck.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Oh, she threw them in the trash.
Why'd you buy new headphones?
I don't know. Feeling I cute. Just...
because... you just had to spend the money.
No, because, again, it's just a boring, like, mundane conversation. So the Apple headphones that I use have 3 circuits on them, and the quarter-inch only has 2, so you can only hear sometimes. So I thought buying a new pair would eliminate that, but those sound really hollow, and I can barely hear anything in them.
So you went to Target, and you bought a whole bunch of stuff, and then you saw headphones and picked them up, too.
Pretty
that's
much.
The story that I'm going with. Okay. All right.
If we want to continue this boring conversation, that's why you got to buy the studio quality ones that I have.
What about your weekend in 30 seconds, Roy?
Oh, my gosh. Did I have a big weekend?
Yeah?
So I worked and reunited with John Reap over the weekend.
A comedian and friend of the show, John Reap.
Yes. He is not upset with me. We broed it up, and I filmed his comedy special in Uptown this weekend. And then,
a lot of people might not know, Roy also is a videographer.
Used to be.
Yeah.
This is like my last thing helping a friend out.
Did you work with our old producer, Aaron?
I sure did.
Digital producer?
Nice. I sure did. Yep. And everything went great.
Good.
Which, by the way, is the exact same thing I said last time when I destroyed his his segment for networks that he was pitching to Comedy Central. So we filmed a bit almost a year ago that was supposed to go to Comedy Central, and I ruined that.
The tape doesn't exist anymore. What about you, Loren?
I had a really big weekend, too. I did something Saturday night.
Yeah, you went
Friday
to a
night.
Pumpkin patch, I saw. With
so,
cash.
Yeah, we took cash apple picking up in Mooresville. Yeah. And it was really, really cute. And he did a really good job that day. But when we got home, we had like 3 bushels of apples at that point. And I'm like, what the heck am I going to do with 3 bushels of apples? So I decided that I was going to attempt to make an apple pie, which was hilarious. I kept forgetting ingredients and then having to like try to inject under the, crust and everything else. And then my oven broke.
Uh-oh.
And I was fully prepared to go to the next door neighbor's house and be like, hey, Brad, here to bake an apple pie and watch football.
That's
the
fun.
The oven ended up coming back on. We had to, like, reset the breaker a few times.
Yeah. Well, that's a perfect example, though, of how the weather screws you. Like, we should be apple picking and going to the pumpkin patch in, like, 70-degree weather, not 90-degree weather.
I agree.
Or I could be hanging up by the pool drinking some Trulies.
Yeah, but you're the only, like, neighborhoods like mine, the pool's closed.
Lame.
You know? And like
we know.
Yeah.
Lame.
I know. And a lot of these pools are closed, man. So my weekend was Friday after the show. I left, and I've been having shoulder issues, so I went to the great Dr. Cook over at Ortho Carolina and got a cortisone shot in my shoulder, and he said it'll kick in 5 days or 5 weeks.
Oh, is that how that works?
5 days or 5 weeks.
He's like, it varies on people. And I was like, okay.
And has it
so,
kicked in
so
at all?
Far, it a little bit. Still a little sore. But the cortisone shot wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. Mm. It's like the old thing where, like, people they have tooth pain and they find out they have to get a root canal. And they're like, oh, this is the worst ever. But the tooth pain is actually more painful than the root canal itself. Like, the root canal,
sure,
you know, eases the pain.
Yeah, it releases the pressure.
Yeah. And then last night, I stayed out till about 11:30, Roy. I was here. I parked the car here and went to the Spectrum Center to see Phil Collins with my wife.
Was it fun?
Yeah, great show.
What time were you guys out until? Because I didn't get home until 11:30 from Columbia.
Yeah, that's when I got home, like around 11:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you doing in Columbia? Why wasn't that in your weekend in 30 seconds?
Because who has time? I did a lot this weekend.
I know. I didn't talk about a PowerCon.
Yeah.
You guys throw it in.
Oh.
I want to know what happened in your weekend.
I know, but we only have 30 seconds. We've got to pick the best 30 seconds of our weekend.
I tell everything.
Yeah, you blew past the 30 seconds.
I went down to Columbia to see Carrie Underwood, Maddie and Tay, and Runaway June.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I spoke at an LGBTQ panel at a PowerCon and talked about the issues in the community and how we can be a better community and what allies can do for the community.
That's awesome. Who else was on your panel?
A lot of people. There was a Jerry from Pride and someone with Mel Roy. Which I couldn't get over the fact that her last name was Roy.
Yeah.
And then, oh, man, who was...
Anybody else in media?
No one else in media. But, man, did I feel the full-on imposter syndrome. Like, when you feel like everyone's way more knowledgeable on it than
like
you are.
Like, you shouldn't be there.
Like, I shouldn't be there. Maybe I offered a different perspective. I don't know.
Listen, if anybody fits the LGBTQ community, it's you.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, good. I hope everybody had a great weekend out there. We are going to tell you about our haunted house tour. It's back again, and we'll tell you how you can jump on the bus and go to the haunted house tour. And maybe you don't even know what it is. We'll explain coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So it is back once again. We've done it for the last couple of years, and we have a really great time doing it. It's an exclusive MRL listener experience, I guess we should call it, right?
It is. It's called the MRL Haunted House Tour. It's where we get a bunch of our listeners on a Raging Uptown charter bus, and we go to a couple different haunted houses, and we get to skip the lines. It's a VIP experience. We walk in, and we have a lot of fun.
That is clutch. That's the clutch part right there. And when I saw that we had posted over the weekend on at the MRL Show on Insta, our graphic for the haunted house tour. And I don't want anybody to think that, like, we're going to so-called haunted houses. You know, houses where there might be a ghost inside of it. You know what I mean? Oh, like, we're not ghost hunting.
Like, authentic haunted houses.
Yeah,
yeah, we're
exactly.
Not doing that.
This is the cool attraction. Like, we're going to Midway Wicked Woods, which is, I believe, up in Statesville, right?
I think so.
And then we're also going to do Reaper's Realm in the Grove. We're going to go up to China Grove.
That's cool.
Now, the fun doesn't stop there, y'all. You are going to have a shot to win your way in at 7 a.m. this morning in just a little over 30 minutes. Like Roy said, you skip the line. Mm-hmm. And that's not all. We're paying for your food that day, too.
I know. This year, we've added on our great friends at Bisante Pizza Company. They're going to be hooking us up with dinners.
So we'll meet at the station, get on the bus, suck a couple back at that point.
Right.
Adult beverages. And then head over to Bisante. It's like a couple more back, have pizza, then jump back on the bus.
Right.
A couple more back, and then we'll end up at the place.
I can't get over your terminology of suck a couple back.
Yeah.
That's such a weird
That's what my dad would say. It's an old person saying.
We're suck a couple back.
And we're going to throw a couple back. We'll head
throw
in.
Throw a couple back.
Yeah. Throw a couple back You're sounds right. more legit. Suck a couple back. Sounds like an interesting time.
Thank you to all of our sponsors, Reaper's Realm, Midway Wicked Woods, We will not be waiting in line. You will not be waiting in line. If you get on the MRL show, Haunted House Tour 2019, your chance to win at 7 a.m. And then we'll just load the bus all week long. And it's you and three friends. So start thinking about who you want to bring. Okay?
Okay.
All right. What's coming up in the dirty, Loren?
I've got all new details on the Justin Haley wedding. Biebers are getting married in South Carolina. And I've got what went down over the weekend.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
The wedding of the year, the Bieber wedding, is underway in South Carolina, down there at the Palmetto Bluff. Well, it seems that Saturday, Justin and Haley boarded their private jet and jetted down there. Now, the rehearsal dinner happened over the weekend, and Kendall Jenner is already there. They took a fleet of boats to the rehearsal dinner, and insiders say that this is going to be a small wedding party. Also, that Justin and Haley will be taking a break to enjoy a honeymoon after the ceremony.
Nice. We also have a couple of spies down there. That's where they will take pictures and update us on anything that happens in the next 12 hours.
Cool.
Because the wedding's going down today.
Yeah. Okay. Aaron Carter posted a very interesting Instagram over the weekend. He showed us his brand new face tat, which seems to be a face tattooed on his face with snakes for hair. And the caption said, "I'm the biggest thing in music right now. It can't be denied. Fact check me."
Now, was that a real tattoo? Nicole, you're a tattoo expert. Was that like a fake one or is it a real deal?
Oh, no, that's a real tattoo.
It looks pretty real to me. It was like red around, you know how.
And he was posting, like if you watched his Instagram stories, like he was posting like the sketch on it, the outline. Like he posted the whole, during the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, fact check me. I hope somebody checks on him.
Yeah.
Oh, and
I mean, if nothing else, let him know he's not the biggest thing in music.
Don't break it to him. I might throw him over the edge.
Okay.
He doesn't know who Ariana Grande or Lizzo or Post Malone is.
Hey, have him look at the charts.
He's in his own world. Leave him alone.
Okay.
All right. So Lil Nas X, he says that he needs a break and canceled two performances. He said the last 7 months have really taken a toll on me and I need a little time off. I'm sorry to everybody who was in attendance to the two performances that I had to cancel. I love you guys. I will make it up to you somehow. So he is also feeling the effects of being in the spotlight.
Okay. Well, thank you, Loren.
Yeah.
We will update everybody at 7:30 with more happening in Hollywood. Up next, though, we've got to get the updates on our high school football weekend.
And why two people on the show will be up together. We'll explain more in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show. It is time for our high school football game of the week. Each of us are picking different high schools each week, hoping they win. And whoever has the losing streak, the two on the show has the most losing streak at the end.
I don't know. I don't know why we let him do it. He knows nothing about
Whoever has the two people with the worst record are going to be handcuffed together.
A losing streak means you continue to lose. It's called a streak. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
It's okay, Roy. I got you. I was following you.
I'm like sitting there like, well, how do you not know what I'm talking about? You know what? You guys talk about this stupid thing.
Roy's like, I didn't even want to play this dumb game.
Hey, do you have any idea if the Panthers won or lost yesterday?
No clue.
Is that on your radar?
Nope. Yeah, I just saw people wearing jerseys.
They won. So now we're 2-2. Our Carolina Panthers. Our defense is so good.
Yeah, they looked good.
Love it. All right, so what Roy was saying was the two people with the worst record at the end of the year will be handcuffed together for 24 hours. And I'm praying it's Roy and Loren.
That's not nice.
I hope so it is, too. We'll drink wine and have a good old time.
Yeah.
All right, producer Nicole, everybody, I believe, was 4-1. Was that our records?
Yes, everyone was 4-1 going into Friday. All the games got played Friday night. Saturday morning, we all became 5-1.
Everybody won.
Oh, okay. Everybody won. Manny, your team won 50-0.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Really? I took the Shelby.
You took Shelby over East Gaston. Loren, you chose Providence Day over Metrolina, and they won 42-10.
Okay.
Roy, you chose Statesville over J.M. Robinson, and you guys won 38-14.
Oh, that's a closer game.
And then I chose High Britton versus Bunker Hill, and they won 28-6.
Oh, wow.
It looks like my game is actually a game worth watching. Y'all's were just washouts.
I guess, yeah. All right, so we'll pick another week's worth of games coming up this Friday. Eventually, two people will have a worse record than the other two.
Yeah, the pack's got to separate.
Yeah, the pack will separate at some point. That's right, Loren. And if they don't, then we're just going to put everybody's name in a hat. And what we do know is going to happen is there will be handcuffing.
Okay.
Not the fun kind, Lorraine.
Don't make me any promises.
All right, let's get back to business here.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Got a War of the Roses for you, you guys, to kick off your Monday morning. You guys love these. We test relationships and see if we can find a cheater. Kylie wants to see if her man Nate is cheating because somebody came up on the street, Roy, and called him a different name.
Yeah. And now the girlfriend wants to know, who's that person? Who is he?
Right. He Justin or is he Nate?
Yeah. We can get to this War of the Roses. Comes your way in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kylie, you sent us a message and said that you had a really strange encounter between you, your boyfriend, and a woman named Natalie.
Yeah. So Nate and I have been dating for 3 years. We were out for dinner last week in South End, and we were walking around, and this girl comes running up to him, and she's like, oh my God, Justin. And she like touches his arm, and she's laughing, and I'm like, wait, what? And he's looking a little bit weird, and she looks at me and then sees that like something is completely like weird and off. And she just says, wait, it's Justin, right? And he's like, yeah, my boyfriend's name is not Justin. My boyfriend's name is Nate. Well, it was like super good to see you. And like, they're like giggling and whatever. And like, he doesn't just like brush her off and walk away. We like get stuck in this weird half conversation where she's like, where'd you go to dinner? Yeah. What? I think it's so weird. Huh.
That's really weird. And
so, yeah, and she keeps, like, leaning into his name. Like, every time she'd be like, oh, where'd you go to dinner? And Justin. And he'd be like, oh, you know, we had Mexican. And she'd be like, oh, Justin, I just love Mexican. And, like, she just kept, like, reiterating his name, like, to mess with me, it seems.
Did you ask him why she kept calling him Justin?
Yeah, so finally she gets out of here. And I'm like, okay, what was that? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's like this really long story. It's really hard to explain. But like, she's like a friend of a friend. And there was this like joke. And like, they thought my name was Justin.
You're not buying any of it.
No, it seems too weird.
Yeah, like, what should I call him when I call him? Should I call him Justin or should I call him Nate?
Nate.
Yeah, his name is Nate.
His name is Nate.
So you think that maybe he told this woman that his name was Justin and maybe they're hooking up and he didn't want to give her the real name, or maybe they hooked up since you've been dating.
Maybe, or like, I don't know, maybe he's got like a secret life. I don't even know. I just don't know what's going on.
Okay. All right, let's call him, Roy.
Okay, dial him up now.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Nate, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Nate. My name is Demi. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and the reason for my call today is to let you know that you've won a dozen beautiful free red roses on Instagram. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected you.
Oh, okay. What's the sign up for anything or?
No, we're a new company, and we're just trying to get our name out there. So, you know, in exchange for the roses, maybe you could just tell someone about our services. We'd really appreciate that.
I mean, sure. Yeah, I mean, I can, I guess, tag you guys back. If you give me, like, the Instagram information, whatever, I guess I can tag it back, I guess.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'll give you all that information here in a second. I just need to know first who you'd like to send a dozen beautiful red roses to.
So I get, like, a full dozen then?
Yes.
Okay. Is it possible to, like, split them, or does it all have to go to one like location or what have you?
Okay, we don't typically do that, but I think I can make an exception.
Okay.
All right, so who's the first person that you'd like to send?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
One of them was sent to Kylie.
And what do you want to put on Kylie's card?
You know, just thinking of you. Looking forward to a great weekend.
Okay. And who is the second person you'd like to send the other half to?
Put it under Natalie.
Okay, so this one's going to Natalie. And what would you like to put on Natalie's card?
That was a little different. That one's going to be, sorry I lied to you. Just give me one more chance to make it up.
Make up what?
Nate, Kylie's on the phone. She heard everything.
You're on War of the Roses with the Mania War in the Room morning show. It's where we bust cheaters.
No, it's make up for
make
lying.
Up
like
what?
It's make it up for lying because she didn't like it. It's not a big deal. It's nothing. Nothing happened. All right.
You keep saying that, and it really is because now we've got a radio station involved. So, like, what do you mean?
I told you that there was a long story with it where there was a joke with my
Let's
name.
Just make it short. Why don't you tell me that? I got plenty of time.
I don't know if a joke warrants flowers either. Romantic roses.
And I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Well, it was what, I mean, I'm sorry. It's not like I went out and was trying to buy flowers. It was something that was kind of thrown into my lap. And I was like, all right, well, might as well use the free gift
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to straight up kill you. What the hell are you talking about?
Lord.
This is not, Kylie, your bone is way out of proportion.
I don't think I am. You just won't be honest. I don't understand why
everybody,
you won't tell me the truth.
Let's take a deep breath. So who is Natalie? And why would she think you're Justin?
Is that your real name?
No, that's not my real name. I mean, Kylie, you can attest to that. You've seen my license. You've seen my birth certificate.
I don't know. Maybe you have a secret family somewhere. I don't know.
No, don't have a secret family. And that was from a joke with friends that went way too far where I kind of just rolled with the punches.
Why are you giving her flowers?
Why are you sending her flowers for one? And why was she so snarky to Kylie? If there's nothing going on,
I was offering free flowers. I don't know. And girls like flowers. Not a big deal.
All right, Nate, then, or Justin, what you said, give me one more chance. One more chance for what?
To fix things and make it better. Maybe we can have a better friendship going forward. This way it's not under a lie.
Kylie, what's your thoughts?
You are the worst.
Are you ending it with Nate because you believe he's cheating on you with this other woman? Okay. All right.
That's fine. Send the whole dozen then, too.
No, there's no roses.
There's no roses. Sorry.
That's not how it works.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Give us a minute here, and you're going to hear from Andre, who did something in 1 year that most people would do in a lifetime. We'll have him on here in a second.
All right, but let's bring on Brian. Brian, where are you calling us from?
Calling from Huntersville.
Brian, what are you doing this Saturday?
Well, sounds like I'm going to be hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, buddy. You got in. You're call number 9. You and 3 of your friends can join us on the MRL VIP Haunted House Tour. We're going to kick things off here at the radio station, head over to Basante Pizza for some dinner. And then after that, we hop back on our bus and go to Reaper's Realm and Midway Wicked Woods, where we get to skip the line and go through the haunted house.
Oh, sweet. I'm super stoked. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. You and your friends are the first ones on the bus, by the way. You know what that means.
Yep.
First one's on, last one's off.
Okay. Let's go.
It gets pretty crazy, man. We've had like a chainsaw clown enter the bus.
Oh my gosh, it was so scary.
That's true. And it's our friends at Raging Uptown, and they have a stripper pole on their bus. So you never know, Brian, what time Roy gets on that.
Hey, I'll wear something provocative.
Yeah!
Attaboy.
All right, bud. We'll see you and your friends this Saturday night, okay?
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah, man.
You got it. And we have tickets to do. There's not even tickets. It's passes to get on the bus, and we'll do it again. We'll do tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Okay? So Andre was a character, Loren. Andre called into the MRL show after 9 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah.
And he definitely pulled off something in 1 year that a lot of people would do in a lifetime.
I'll tell you what. It surprised me.
Listen to this.
We got married. And so this actually happened in January. So by March, we were married. And by June, we were divorced.
Whoa.
Of this year?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You're a busy boy.
Yeah.
Are you back in the dating game, Andre?
Actually, I am engaged to a wonderful woman. And we have a cute little golden doodle.
Hold on.
Andre,
you're already re-engaged.
Married, divorced, engaged, same year.
You do not mess around.
I really don't, but this was a girl I dated in high school for 4 years. We got kind of separated. I went in the Army. She went to college. And
can you slow down? You are so fast.
How long between your divorce and getting re-engaged?
Well, let's see.
2 hours?
We got divorced in June. I think about a month later, me and Bailey started dating. Yeah, we got engaged 2 weeks ago.
There you have it. So 3 months, essentially, and after the divorce, he got engaged again.
I can't.
Can somebody else match what Andre did? Give us a call. If you were married, divorced, and engaged all in the same year. Because that kind of blew our mind.
I didn't even know it's legally possible. I thought you had to be like separated for like 6 months in the state or something.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I think you have to be separated for a year.
Well, he blew past that rule.
Yeah, they really went the fast route.
Maybe
yeah.
Andre lives in South Carolina where the rules are different. I don't know.
Maybe they annulled it.
Maybe they did. 704-570-9595. The question,
how many times did you get married in a year?
704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Moore of the Red Morning Show.
Hey, good news. Producer Nicole says a lot of people are sane. Nobody really.
Thank God.
Got married, divorced, engaged, and married again in the same year.
And you know what? It's okay. We support you, but we just want you to slow down.
Text message from 803 said, I didn't do it all in 1 year, but I did start chatting with a girl on MySpace on August 9th. We met in person on August 25th, and we were married on August 26th, and then separated on December 5th of the same year. That MySpace will get you, man.
Yep. I know somebody who was engaged, had a baby, and then got engaged again all in the same year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So the question was, didn't you have a technical question, Loren, about did you have to be...
Yeah, I thought you had to be legally separated for a year before you can get a divorce.
That's what a lot of people are texting. They say the rules are the same in North and South Carolina.
They must have gotten in and all that.
But then somebody says only if you're married for a year do you have to be separated for 6 months.
Oh. Well, yeah, because he was only married for...
like 3 months.
Yeah, not long at all.
If it was within 6 months of getting married, then you get an annulment.
So fascinating. Yep, totally. Meanwhile... When the decision was made in my house about Sterling leaving the toothbrush, that was a big discussion.
Yeah. Roy met Sterling. Sterling leaves toothbrush, still not married, living together.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, these people jumped to everything. And I'm like, two years in, we were like, let's leave the toothbrush. Well, I don't know. Let's not leave here.
Yeah. Here's Loren's love story. Goes out drinking, meets Dallas, throws up in toilet, married. Right?
No, we were, I mean...
That's a pretty good picture.
The first part, yes, but we were together for 3 years before we got engaged, and then we were engaged for 2 years.
Mm.
Okay.
Mine is met wife, fell in love at first sight, took her to her dad's grave, proposed to her, married. Everybody's got a weird story.
Yeah, I know. All right. There's also a thunder in yours, too, where the dad myths and yeah, the message.
I swear I've told the story 1,000 times on the radio. It was a sunny day, and suddenly I proposed, and I swear that like off in the distance was one cloud and thunder.
But the best part about that story is that you think that was her dad giving his blessing and not like, don't do it.
You thought it was a good thing.
That's what I would have taken it as, my dad going, I don't think so, Scooter.
Wow, it's amazing. What an amazing moment. All right, we got to get to Roy's senseless survey coming up. I love a question about a cow that I heard you asking, Roy.
Yes, and she's actually really religious, so I think I really offend her. You have to hear this brand new senseless survey.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Karen, Mr. Brown here. We have to get your paperwork in for the senseless. So can we ask you a few questions?
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Bureau. We ask questions surveying the American people, and we document their responses for the future.
Okay.
So your name is Karen.
Yes.
Ever complained to the manager?
Maybe I have. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a Bob-style haircut?
No.
How often a day do people go, Okay, Karen.
I don't know.
Whoever milked a cow for the very first time, genius or a freak?
I'm really sorry. I'm a very religious person.
Okay.
I'm not very comfortable with answering these questions about milking cows.
We can ask religious questions later. So you just hang on, okay? Why do we play Got Your Nose with little kids? Someone's chopping off your kid's nose. That's frightening.
I'm sorry. I don't really want to talk about anyone hurting children.
And isn't it weird that we celebrate birthdays? It means that we have one less year to live.
To be honest, God makes that decision.
Okay. Are you opposed to changing the name Hemorrhoid to Asteroid?
I don't want to talk about that.
And what if we are actually dying and this is our life flashing right before our eyes?
This is ridiculous. But I'm going to pray for you.
Okay.
Oh. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
We're all praying for Roy Karen.
Yep. All right, so Saturday Night Live kicked off its 45th season over the weekend. And a couple things were noticeable. Alec Baldwin, who said he wasn't going to play Trump anymore, was there. Playing Trump.
That first person you see.
Yeah. And Pete Davidson was noticeably absent.
Mm.
So Pete was in Atlanta filming for the upcoming Suicide Squad. And the director, James Gunn, posted a picture of like the whole cast. And there's no word when he'll actually return to SNL if he's filming.
Okay. Now, Billie Eilish was awesome. Great performance. Like, did this whole thing where she was dancing like on the ceiling, then on the walls, yeah. And mm-hmm. It was really cool.
That's cool.
I could imagine like my dad being so confused at that. Who is she? Why is she whispering? What? Speak up.
I don't get it. So J-Lo and A-Rod, they shared some engagement photos over the weekend. They've had their engagement party, so now the only thing left is to get married. I'm like so excited for this wedding, and I don't know if it'll happen before the Super Bowl, but she's so hot right now. And I didn't realize this, but he's worth more than she is. He's worth like $600 million.
Oh, A-Rod?
Yeah,
oh,
and she's worth $400 million. So they would be like, I mean, a $1 billion couple.
If I'm not mistaken, A-Rod got the first $100 million contract in baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I saw his net worth was $600 million, and I was like, holy cow. I was like, I bet that's more than J-Lo. And I checked hers, and it was, you know, $400 million.
You know, if someone told me how much money was in sports, I think I would have tried a little bit harder. I would have toughed out being a center.
I would have toughed it out.
Yeah, man.
All right. So One Republic, they have a new album coming out, and it's going to be like an all-star collaboration. The band recently shared in a recent interview that there were going to be some really big names on this album.
We have one song featuring Beyonce and Adele with the Chris Martin piano solo and bridge.
Beyonce and Adele?
Yeah.
My gosh.
You're welcome.
Chris Martin, I heard.
Yeah. It's going to be really exciting. And Miley and Chris Rock are both investing in a full-service restaurant and lounge that will offer farm-to-table cannabis and cuisine. They said it'll be a natural selection of things and that the menu will change daily based on the seasonal harvest and what's available in the farm network.
Chris Rock and Miley Cyrus are going into business together?
Yeah.
And it's the restaurant business?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
How crazy is that, right? Interesting.
That is really interesting.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
And we will keep you all up to date on the Bieber wedding. It is supposed to go down today in South Carolina over the weekend. They had the rehearsal dinner. Kendall Jenner was there, and they took a fleet of boats to the actual rehearsal dinner. But this will be, insiders are saying, a very small wedding.
Okay.
And that they will take a break and enjoy a honeymoon after this as well.
Okay.
You know, although I was just thinking about Chris Rock and Miley Cyrus, me and Oprah have been talking about starting a landscape company.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oprah Mo's.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mopra, we're calling it.
Mopra, there you go.
Yeah, Mopra Landscaping. Manny right. Oprah.
You get a cut.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rin. 704-570-9595. She's got 68 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Wendy. Welcome to the Mini Roy and Lauren Morning Show.
Hi there.
You're playing Can't Beat Lauren today.
Sounds good. It's windy. It's windy, and I've got three middle schoolers in the car with me.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Where are y'all going to?
Lake Norman Charter.
All right.
Oh, Lake Norman Charter plays a lot. We love to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
Shout out everybody in the car.
Michael.
Hi, everyone talking at once.
Yeah, it sounds like our show. Everybody talks at once over each other. All right, throw Loren out, you guys.
All right, Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, she is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio. The door's open, and it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
Well, we've been talking about it for months, you guys. Today is the day the Biebers are having a wedding today. Is it happening in North or South Carolina?
South Carolina.
And Ruby Rose got injured during a stunt on the CW's Batwoman and shared the video of the surgery on her Instagram. You may know her from this Netflix exclusive prison show. Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose. She's the one that hurt her arm.
Three. Okay.
Okay.
Are you
I'll take it.
All right, we're taking it. Pitbull dropped a surprise album and has a song with Gwen Stefani's man. His name is?
Blake Shelton.
And SNL returned this weekend, but Ariana Grande's ex wasn't on. His name is?
Pete Davis.
We have a collab alert. One Republic just revealed that they recorded a song with not only Adele, but Chris Martin, who is the frontman of what band?
Coldplay.
Woo! Come on in, Loren.
All right.
Wendy and the kids do?
They got five, but they really shouldn't have. But they got five correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
And then I need to hear why Judge Roy doesn't think so, because I heard five.
Okay.
All right, let's find out together. Question one, we've been talking about it for months. Today is the day the Biebers are having their wedding. Is it happening in North or South Carolina?
South Carolina.
Ruby Rose got injured doing stunts on the CW's Batwoman and shared video of her surgery on IG. You may know her from this Netflix prison show.
Orange is the New Black.
Pitbull dropped a surprise album and has a song with Gwen Stefani's man on it. His name is?
Blake Shelton.
And SNL returned this weekend, but Ariana Grande's ex wasn't on. His name is?
Pete Davidson.
And there's a collab alert. One Republic says that they recorded a song with not only Adele, but also Chris Martin, who is the frontman of what band? Three. Two.
Oh, my gosh!
One!
Dang it! Coldplay! I gotta take my headphones out sometimes because that music gets me.
Okay, all right. She didn't get it in.
No. No.
Final you didn't get score. It in.
I know I didn't.
What was your controversial thing, Roy?
She got Orange is the New Black right when you said, like,
gotcha.
One.
Okay.
Right when you said one.
Yeah, she made it. You did.
Okay, that's
all
fine.
All right.
All right. Congratulations, Wendy.
Thank you.
Hey, I just threw my paper out. What was the streak, Roy?
She was up to 68 wins. Yeah. Now back down to zero. It's been so long that she's, since she's won, we don't even know what you've won as a prize.
Wendy, I'll go ahead and say it. Congratulations. You can beat Loren.
Yay!
Way to go, you guys. Have fun today. Enjoy. Hang on a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, there they go. Loren.
Yeah, I know.
Coldplay.
I know. It happens from time to time.
Yeah. Well, listen, while you regroup and everybody takes a deep breath of what just happened, we are going to be giving away $1,000 with the KISS cash code. And someone on this show had said something very controversial about women, and we're going to discuss about it and what they said and why they said it. It's going to be coming your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Meanie Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Someone on the show has a controversial take on women, claiming that they, in general, are just grosser than men. And I got to say, hint, it is not me who said this. Surprise.
Oh, that's the hint? That's good.
I mean, it sounds like something I would say.
Yeah.
But no.
They're gross.
In fact, what?
I said women are gross.
It's Nicole.
Not like, I don't know, man. Like, I guess I just vision. Now, I have a lot of straight friends and I have a lot of gay friends. But, like, I guess I just envision. I only see my straight friends when, like, we hang out. Like, I don't really have many getaways.
Sure.
With, you know, like, that group.
Yeah.
But I went to a bachelorette weekend last week, and I was with 15 straight women.
Good gosh.
In one house. One house.
It sounds like a new reality show.
It really does.
It could have been 15 women living together in one house.
And I had no idea. I mean, it was awesome. Like, it really proved, because, you know, everyone always thinks that, like, whenever women get together, like, there's some pettiness or drama. No drama. 5 days. Five very drunken days, no drama.
No need for Chris Harrison from The Bachelor and Bachelorette to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, nothing in that realm. But I was just so surprised by the amount of, A, dirty jokes, B, the amount of junk food consumed, C, the amount of bathroom jokes and bathroom talk.
Really? So, lots of potting humor?
So openly. And I just, and I guess I, because like when I, the closest that I get to a girl is when I date one.
Right.
And you are different around, I guess, the person you date, and if you're not married. So I'm used to not that comfortableness, and it was nothing but comfortableness, and I was like, whoa! Okay.
Did all 15 of these girls know each other?
No. I only went in there knowing about like five or six of them.
Yeah.
But it was cool because the people who didn't know one another literally walked away with new friends.
Yeah. That's cool.
And just connected on a different level of grossness the entire weekend.
Exactly.
Now, also, was it like a matter of like dirtiness too? Like, did, was like clothes everywhere? Because
My
wife's closet, I love her to death, but my wife's closet looks like a clothes bomb went off.
Yes. And it was, now the one thing that is true, that I guess is a stereotype, but it's so true, is that women take so long to get ready.
I like that we broke one stereotype and lived up to two other ones.
Congratulations, Lauren. Anyone that was there can attest to this. I would get ready and I would like start walking around getting antsy because I'm like, all right, like who's coming with me? Like, I was just like, let's go.
Yep. Do you not have like a time that you were leaving and you're like, hey, bus leaves at this time. Like, you don't need to be ready.
No, not really. Just because it was all like different stuff throughout the day. Like, it wasn't like we had we missed one hard reservation that we had, but
I imagine with 15 women, it takes like 2 hours for everyone even just to get ready to go out.
Well, you're all sharing like three bathroom space.
Yeah, that's true. Mirrors, but like everywhere you go, there's like makeup, there's makeup wipes, there's towels, there's
hair dryers.
Yeah, like curling, which I found out is called a wand. You call something that you do your hair with
a curling wand. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
curling. People kept talking about wands, and I'm like, that's cool.
When did Harry Potter get here?
Oh, that's funny. Here, a quick text message came in. Actually, a lot of text messages are coming in with people agreeing with you, Nicole. Someone says, my daughter was on a business trip. My daughter met a woman who said she listens to 95.1 every morning. My daughter told her that Michelle from Waxhaw is her mom, and then it turned out that the lady knew who she was. So Michelle from Waxhaw agreeing with you that, yes, it is dirty. I don't know. That text message had nothing to do with your story.
It makes you feel better. My au pair Elena just texted me personally and says that she completely agrees with you that women are worse than men.
And now, I've never been on a trip with 15 men either, so I don't know what that would look like, but
it's a hot mess.
The bathroom wouldn't be a mess because we would hardly use it except going in there just to shower and then
except
get out.
There would be pee everywhere.
Well, that's true. All right.
I
thought that was a great take, producer Nicole, that women in general are dirtier and grosser than men.
I love them, but they're gross. Together.
All right, we got to give away $1,000. Let's do that. Coming up after Shawn Mendes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lorenz said in her dirty earlier that Lil Nas X is taking a little break from music.
Yeah, he needed to cancel a couple dates to just relax.
Yeah, I mean, he exploded with popularity out of nowhere. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I wouldn't be surprised if like Lizzo did that because she exploded out of nowhere too.
Right. And
Ride, man. You got to ride it out though.
Lil Nas X was just on Ellen too, so I guess that's like the pinnacle and you just... Yeah, all right, I need a break. I made it. Now I need a break. Hey, speaking of making it, I wonder where you guys fit in this statistic. We found this in the New York Post. It has to do with making sure that your dating app is exactly how you need it to be to guarantee that you're going to find love. And the first sentence is crazy to me. It says, according to a new survey, at least 53% of people say that they found their current relationship on a dating app.
I found Sterling on a dating app.
I know, but 53% just seems really high.
I know, buddy, but you know what? Like, That makes us so old because dating apps weren't even around when we were dating. But that is the way that people do it now. Like, there's people find best friends on dating apps.
I mean, you got to think about it. People who haven't found love on dating apps, every year they die off.
What?
They're getting older.
Who's dying?
The people that aren't finding the loves on dating apps because that's so old school. So more and more new people are hopping on.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I also know there's a bunch of people, too, who are, like, in their 40s, like me, who either get divorced or have never been married, and they try and get on the dating app, and they're like,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I can't date this way.
Elena's going to kill me for saying this.
And Lorenzo Pear, yes.
Yeah, I know she's in the car right now. She just dropped baby Cash off at school. But I'm trying to talk her into getting onto dating apps. Because she kind of refuses. And she's like, no, I just want to meet someone. And I'm like, yeah. And I don't know how it is in Italy. Like, that's where she's from. But, yeah. Like, here, it's really hard to meet somebody if you're not on those stupid apps.
Let's go. Let's take it this route, though, y'all. Let's line up some phone calls, producer Nicole. Let's find some people who met someone in not just off of a dating app. Like, we're not talking about a bar, but like in a weird way. Like, what was the unique, weird way that you met someone and started dating? 704-570-9595. And the reason why we should do this is because people that maybe aren't finding love on the dating apps, or maybe people that don't use the dating apps and are having no luck, can hear these stories and go, oh, hell, I can get into a car wreck and then fall in love if that person did.
Oh, my gosh.
This person's purposely aiming their vehicle.
It's called a fender bender.
Hang on, he's hot. Let me rear end him. Yeah. Oh, no. I thought there was a squirrel.
Can I get your number? But think about it. Do you remember the one time we talked to someone, two people who met, they were at a red light, and the one person called in and goes, this is just a whim, but yeah. Is there somebody else driving a Jeep that's listening to MRL right now?
I do.
And that person called in. They were red light daters, and our phones went nuts with the amount of people that met someone at a red light.
704-570-9595. That is how you reach the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show, Storm and Waxhaw. Tell us your story.
Hey. So actually, I met my current boyfriend over Facebook, and I didn't expect that at all.
Like, did he slide into your DM on Facebook?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I had no idea who he was, and I was like, do I know you? I actually, like, you know, was creeping on his picture. He's actually really hot.
And, you know, oh, sure.
What was your connection, though? Don't you have to know somebody to like, show up on somebody's Facebook page?
I guess not if
like
you're
a
public.
Suggestion?
Not if you're public.
Yeah, well, he said he added me because we had a lot of mutual friends, which we did. We had a lot. So I was like, okay, cool. You know my friends. All right.
Okay.
We're talking, and, you know, one thing led to another. We started talking till 3 a.m, and we met, and it just, we hit it off.
Cool. Very cool.
You got brothers or sisters, Storm?
Yeah, I have 3 older brothers.
What are their names?
Super normal names, like Johnny, Louie, and Drew.
Storm's cool. Thanks, yeah. Storm.
803 texted in and said, I met my husband at a hotel that he was working at. I was staying there because my house flooded.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, these are ways that you'll meet someone, you guys, off of the dating apps if you're just jumping into the Manny Roy and Lorenz show. The stat says 53% of people are now meeting on dating apps.
All right, this is Sean in Matthews. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show, Sean.
How are we doing this morning?
Sean, we're doing okay. So tell us, how did you meet someone?
The day that I met my wife, I walked into a moving vehicle and I got hit by it.
Was your wife, was your potential wife driving that vehicle?
No. I was so nervous after meeting my wife, I just happened to back up into a moving vehicle.
Okay.
And where was your wife at the time?
She had drove off. We exchanged names and numbers. She had drove off, and I just happened to, bam,
yeah, you weren't thinking clear. Thanks, man. Sean. You just saw someone so pretty.
I thought he was going to say that his now wife ran him over.
Me too.
That's what I thought.
Oh, that would have been gold. That would have been what we call in the business radio gold.
Caitlin and Charlotte, welcome to the Maney Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hi. So I met my two exes. I met weirdly. One I met at a gas station. He ran out, asked for my number.
Was he working there or was he getting gas?
He had worked there. I'd been going there several weeks at a time, and one day, like, I thought I was only going there to buy water because I thought it was really hot. And one day he just ran out and asked for my number. So
okay, all right.
One was my other ex. He was a customer at the store I worked at, and he just slid me a note and asked me out.
Yeah, see, that's old school. Thank you, Caitlin. Let's see. These are old school ways that people are meeting you guys. If you're not having luck on the dating apps, don't worry.
All right, Tracy in Fort Mill. How did you meet your husband? How did you meet your husband?
I actually was in Wilmington with my best friend and my sister, and we were driving back from the beach, and we honked at them and a bunch of guys in a car, and we ended up getting stuck at the light, and they pulled up next to us and they said, hey, you guys want to go to a party? And we went to a party with them and we've been together ever since. And it's been 19 years.
Wow. You met in traffic.
Wow.
Yeah, we met in traffic.
You know, I've seen witness down at Myrtle Beach, something like that very similar thing happened. And I've always wondered how weird that is that goes on, that people run into each other and they're like, hey, we're going to go here party later. Come on.
It's a connection.
I'm living in Fort Mill, and I was in Fort Mill, and it was crazy.
Yeah. All right. One more real quick, because somebody could be doing this right now.
Amber in Chester, welcome to the Maney Roy in the Room Morning Show. Go ahead. How did you meet your husband? What's that crazy way you met him?
Actually, I was 18, and I was working my high school job at the good old Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was 21. He came through the drive-thru, and he asked for my phone number. And 8 years later, married, and we have two kids.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I have a Whopper, your phone number, fries,
extra set of phone number.
Order.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Well, you know, Burger King, you do have it your way.
So. That's right. Get it your way.
Come on, I'm supposed to have it my way. Now give me your number. Listen, I thought that was a really good segment, y'all. That showed people that, yes, you could still find love outside the dating apps. There you have it.
All right, let's get to a brand new senseless survey. I call someone and I say, hey, the first person that milked a cow, genius or creepy? We're going to find out their response to that with a brand new senseless survey in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, it's the Maney Roy and Loren Morning Show. We wanted to tell everyone that tomorrow you're going to have the opportunity to jump on the MRL Haunted House Tour that is back again. You and three friends are going to get the VIP treatment. You're going to have to hop on the bus with us. You're going to, and that's a free ride, by the way, to not one, but two haunted stops. We're also going to stop at Basante Pizza, which isn't haunted. It's delicious.
Yeah, there's no ghosts there.
Yeah, so we've got your dinner for you from Basante, and you're going to go to Reaper's Realm with us and Midway Wicked Woods. That's this Saturday. You and three friends will get the VIP treatment. We'll do it tomorrow, just around 8:20 a.m., your shot to jump on that haunted house tour, okay? Well, you asked for it. It's back. You and three friends, get ready with your friends at the Maney Roy and Loren Show.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Karen, Mr. Brown here. We have to get your paperwork in for the Senseless. So can we ask you a few questions?
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Bureau. We ask questions surveying the American people, and we document their responses for the future.
Okay.
So your name is Karen.
Yeah.
Ever complained to the manager?
maybe I have. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a Bob-style haircut?
No.
How often a day do people go, okay, Karen?
I don't know.
Whoever milked a cow for the very first time, genius or a freak?
I'm really sorry. I'm a very religious person.
Okay.
I'm not very comfortable with answering these questions about milking cows.
We can ask religious questions later. So you just hang on, okay? Why do we play Got Your Nose with little kids? Someone's chopping off your kid's nose. That's frightening.
I'm sorry. I don't really want to talk about anyone hurting children.
And isn't it weird that we celebrate birthdays? It means that we have one less year to live.
To be honest, God makes that decision.
Okay. Are you opposed to changing the name Hemorrhoid to Asteroid?
I don't want to talk about that.
And what if we are actually dying and this is our life flashing right before our eyes?
This is ridiculous, but I'm going to pray for you.
Okay.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Aaron Carter over the weekend posted something interesting on Instagram. He debuted a brand new face tat. And it appears to be a face with snake hair. He captioned the photo, though, "I'm the biggest thing in music right now. I can't be denied. Fact check me."
Oh, boy. Somebody better show him facts.
Check on him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Felicity Huffman's daughter, even though she is going to jail for paying somebody to change her daughter's SAT scores, her daughter will be allowed to take the test again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's not being barred from it. And the Bieber wedding, which everybody is, so excited about, is happening in South Carolina today. Now, over the weekend, they had their rehearsal dinner. They flew in on their private jet, had the rehearsal dinner. And the cool part about the rehearsal dinner is they all went by boat. So there were like these fleets, this fleet of boats that took them to the rehearsal dinner. Kendall Jenner was in town. And after the small wedding ceremony today, then they will take a break and enjoy a honeymoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have some spot, I hate to say spies, some people down there.
Investigators?
Yeah. That live in that area. Somebody says they know someone who works at that resort who's going to try and snap some pictures for us and also send us any information that they have, which we should have for you tomorrow morning.
Yes. And make sure you're following us on Instagram at the MRL show, because we'll probably post them there as soon as we get them.
My guess is that Justin can hear us because our signal does reach to the coast, and he might be off to get coffee right now for Haley. Okay. And he might just be in the car listening. Well, somebody, congratulations.
Call in, my friend.
Yeah. I don't think they're supposed to see each other before the actual ceremony. Anyway, Christie Brinkley, she's shutting down Wendy Williams, who kind of threw shade at her and said that she was faking her injury to get out of Dancing with the Stars. Now, Christie Brinkley's daughter, Sailor, has stepped in for her. But she did post multiple photos on Instagram of her time spent in the hospital, including the bruise on her arm, her dislocated wrist, x-rays, and more, captioning it, "Just setting the record straight to the haters and conspiracist theories. Conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, just making words up over here. I'm good. All right, I got a What Loren Likes for you.
No, no way.
What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So I found this really cool tripod for your phone, and it has a rotator on it. So you can set it, and it just sits right on your table. It's a little round. It almost looks like a camera lens. And you sit your phone on top of it, either way, landscape or straight up and down. Mm-hmm. And you can set it so that it follows you around the room. So if you're trying to, like, film something where you're moving around or your family is doing something, I think this is a really cool... I say tripod, but it doesn't have three legs. It's just one base.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. But it's cool because it follows you. You don't have to, you know, use a remote to follow somebody around the room.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So I'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
I'm sure everybody's familiar with the saying, there's not a stupid question. Like, if you don't know something, you should ask it. You might get judged for it because Loren just gave a look, but you could ask it.
Right.
Today is the absolute day to ask a stupid question because September 30th is Ask a Stupid Question Day.
Oh, okay.
So let's line up the phones full of people who have basically stupid question amnesty, we're going
to
say.
Great. I have a couple stupid questions I need to ask myself.
And then, right.
I get a pass.
I do too. We all do. But we want you guys to jump in too at 704-570-9595. It's Ask a Stupid Question Day, and today's Stupid Question Amnesty. You will not be judged for asking a question.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's a special day, Loren.
It is. It is Ask a Stupid Question Day.
This is like my Christmas.
Yeah. Well, apparently you're not alone, because people were encouraged to overcome their fear surrounding education. And in the 80s, a group of teachers realized that their students weren't asking questions because they feared sounding stupid. So they created this day to let students know that it's okay and that they shouldn't be ashamed of asking the questions.
Okay.
Yeah, that was so true for me, especially in school. Like, math is not my strong suit. And what would happen is I would not do well in fifth grade math, and then I'd get into sixth grade, and the teacher would do the recap that week, and she would go, or he would go, everybody understands that, right? Like, everybody sees that, right?
And nobody would raise their hand.
And nobody raised their hand, and the last thing I was going to do is going to be like, hi, yeah, I don't see that.
I remember in Algebra 2, because I didn't understand anything in Algebra 2, this is the line I used all the time. Hey, can you do that again, but differently?
I don't know. I'm looking for a way to understand.
704-570-9595. We want to hear yours. You have stupid question amnesty right now. You're not going to be judged for your question. We're going to give a couple, too, that we should know. Like, what is your question that you feel like you need to ask? Your stupid question that's just been sitting with you. I don't know if I want to go first or we should do Brandon's first.
Let's talk to Brandon.
Okay. All right.
All right, Brandon, welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show. It is Stupid Question Amnesty Day. You can ask whatever you want. Go ahead. What's your stupid question?
Why do they have Braille on a drive-through ATM?
Good question. Really good question.
Yeah, blind people can't drive, right?
Maybe if they're sitting in the back seat, you can pull up.
Maybe.
Or like the passenger seat.
Going backwards?
Yeah. There you go. See, now you get stupid questions. We might not have the answer to any of these questions, by the way.
I know.
But stupid question amnesty means we will not judge you for your question, Brandon.
Thanks, ma'am.
Thank you.
If we find the answer to that, Brandon, we'll let you know, by the way.
All right. How about this question?
Go ahead.
And this is really maybe just me being dumb. What's the difference between a novel and a book? Is novel just a fancy word for book? I'm serious. I don't know.
That is a really good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I also want to know, like, some science. Like, can you cry underwater?
Is maybe a novel fictional?
Don't even ask me. What?
Oh, boy. I got one. Yeah. What's the difference between fiction and nonfiction?
I think nonfiction is the real stuff, and the fiction is the fake stuff.
Then why would nonfiction be non-real?
Right.
Well, okay.
That doesn't make sense. Producer Nicole's shaking her head. She's just distraught over the segment.
Yeah. Seriously, there's so many questions that need to be answered. How about this? At what age do you have to be considered, like, if you die, it's considered of old age? Like, what is old? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, like, as a little kid, you know, when you're a little kid, you think, like, 45's old, you know? And then as you get older, every year, it gets higher and higher. And, like, I remember at one time, I thought 60 was old. Now I think 60 is a piping young age.
I remember you two getting stuck in something with someone in the office. They were asking what a middle-aged woman was, and you threw out a number, and she was clearly, like, right there.
Yeah, like, what's the bracket?
Well, right. She asked. You know what I mean? I mean, most of my questions have to do with, like, math. I'm just terrible at it. Like, here's a question for you. I honestly don't know the answer to this. Does your tax amount change based on what you spend? Like, in other words, if I go to a restaurant and I get one drink, is my tax less than if I get, like, two drinks?
It's a percentage.
So is it? I don't know.
Your tax would be more, I think, if you got... I think if you got more things.
I mean, somebody
you're
in their car right now.
You're not taxed more. Your tax is more because it's a percentage of your total.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that answer.
You're welcome.
I didn't know the answer to that. And someone in the car is screaming right now going, Manny, yes. But I just don't know the answers to these questions.
Yeah, I just want things to make sense. Like, if we call an orange, why do we not call a lime green? Or, you know what I mean? A lemon yellow.
Yeah, but those aren't really... Yeah, those are just thoughts, though. Like, this is something, Loren, that you're afraid to say because you don't want to look...
Dumb.
Everybody else knows it.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to look dumb. I hate to say it, but it's true. You don't want to hold your hand up and be like, hey, I'm sorry, I know everybody else in the class gets it, but I don't. Like, Lorenz, for instance, how do you parallel park? That would be a good one for Lorenz.
I know how to parallel park. I just can't physically do it.
Don't you have a thing where you can't pull into a spot like from a certain angle?
Yeah.
Like going right?
Yeah, I'm bad going right.
All right, 704-570-9595. You have stupid question amnesty. Jump in on the fun. That is us trying to figure out life, trying to figure out answers to questions that we don't know. Call us now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You guys have a bathroom, buddy?
Sometimes you and I go together.
You may have to explain a little bit better.
And you don't even realize that they're your bathroom buddy. It's okay. Not like when Loren, the ladies go out, or Roy and I in here are like, hey, we got a song and a commercial. Let's quickly run to the bathroom. This is like every time you go to the bathroom, that person is also going to the bathroom. And you realize that you're on someone else's schedule.
Yeah.
I go to the bathroom with engineer Kyle all the time. And we don't text each other. We don't call each other. It's to the point now where we don't even talk in the bathroom anymore because we're like, okay, this is weird.
At least you acknowledge that.
The other day, I mean, I go and we have to go to the, we have to use the restroom quick here, y'all. I mean, we're on a tight schedule with commercial songs and talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have time to mess around. So the other day I went to the bathroom where I had to sit down, Loren, and I heard somebody come in and I thought to myself, it's going to be Kyle. I was done. I flushed. I walked out. It was Kyle.
Yeah.
The urinal. And I'm like,
I love that you're that regular and you have a schedule.
Both of them.
I lost my schedule. I don't know where it went, but like I used to use a restroom on a pretty decent pattern, and I can't anymore. And I asked my doctor, it was like a legit question. I'm like, what's medically wrong with me? How come I don't have a... And the doctor's like, you just go when you need to go. Like, don't worry about a schedule.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
The most important thing is the color when you do go, Roy. Believe me.
Stop.
It's true. My wife and my kid.
Good God.
It's gotta be clear.
They're all over me.
Okay.
Oh my God. Mom, Dad needs to drink more water.
Yeah.
Rat me out. Anyway, I didn't know, Loren, if you were maybe on a schedule with someone.
No. Not really.
Yeah. Me and Kyle. Kyle in the engineering department. We're going to do this Dan and Shay here, and I'm going to run to the restroom, and I'm not even going to play.
We'll just see if he comes in.
It's almost time.
Okay.
And I'll see if he comes in.
Okay.
All right. So we'll get into that. Plus, we're going to tell you how you can hang with us at the Haunted House Tour, which is back. We just announced that today.
Yeah, you get to skip the line at a couple of haunted houses, local haunted houses. And on top of that, hooking you up with dinner at Basante's. If you want on this bus, we'll tell you how coming up at 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
A little while ago, Loren, I asked you as a woman if you feel like women in general have had at least one incident where they had unwanted contact with a man.
Yeah.
Whether it be an inappropriate touch, a brush, a grab, a comment. It does happen, and it really is sad.
It is.
You got to respect each other as people. And this is not a soapbox moment for any of us here on the show, but something interesting happened. A Kentucky reporter was doing a live news report when she was kissed on the cheek by a stranger. And she kind of laughs uncomfortably because she's on live TV.
Of course.
She doesn't know what's going on, but she's not happy about it. Wait to hear the reprimanding that the guy's going to get. And she actually came back on TV on her station the next day and talked about it. So the first part of the clip you'll hear is the actual news event.
Yeah, where the guy actually kisses her when she's live on location. The second part is when she's in the studio talking about it.
It's allowing people to focus on the fun, on the music, on the bro. Okay, that was not appropriate, but it's... Let's just go to the story.
My photographer Jeff and I were at Bourbon and Beyond on Friday afternoon about to do a live shot when a man I didn't know came behind me, pretended to smack me on the butt, then put his lips on me live on TV. Now, in his mind, I'm sure he thought this was harmless fun. He probably thought it would make his friends laugh and that he'd get a few seconds on TV. I personally didn't know how to react. I was shocked, but my nervous laughter does not equate to approval of his actions.
Amen,
it was
sister.
An exertion of power over me, a woman trying to do her job who couldn't stop him. This embarrassed me, and it made me feel uncomfortable and powerless.
Mm.
Good for her for speaking up.
Great.
You know, when I was at the Trevor Noah show, he talked about this study where women were polled and they said if men didn't exist and they weren't here, like, what's the one thing that you would feel comfortable in doing? And they said going for a walk at night.
That's so sad.
That's so sad that that's, you know, they feel like they can't do that.
That's WAVE3 Sarah Rivest, who you just heard her say that. And she went on to say that she actually posted on Twitter later that day. She said, "I'm so mad that I laughed." She said that she was just nervous about it.
Natural reaction, though, to feeling nervous.
And
you
when you're on the camera, you're on stage. Like, right. That's your performance, right?
Yep.
However, the police have since identified the stranger as 42-year-old Eric Goodman. And Goodman Loren has been charged with harassment and physical contact, a misdemeanor that he now has a summons for and has to appear in court and answer for his crime.
I mean, you're 40-something years old. Like, at that point, I mean, not making an excuse for anyone, but you should know better. Like, I'm sorry. I really do kind of hope they make an example out of him.
Goodman sent a apology note to Rivest, the reporter, in which he said that he was at a bachelor party, and after listening to her and other commenters, he now sees how wrong it was.
Yeah.
And he said that her reaction has changed him, and he says, on a quote, "I was wrong to interrupt your job, invade your personal space, and leave you feeling powerless."
I hope so. I hope that was a teaching moment for him.
He said that he agrees with the charges against him, and he says that now he realizes that his actions do have consequences.
Mm.
So I thought that was way interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I really do feel bad for women, and I'm hoping maybe there's one guy out there, Roy, who is hearing our conversation now and just might handle things a little different if you're, you know, going to the clubs, going to a busy place. Personal space.
Yeah.
Bubble.
Yeah.
We've all got one.
Leave women alone.
Now, I will say on the flip side of things, too, is whether you're a male or female reporter and you go out live, like, that's a tough job because you do have to deal with all the elements.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be scared all the time.
Right?
All the time.
Loud noises, people walking and through your shot. I mean, there's a million things that could go wrong.
And it's not illegal for anybody to interrupt your... yell into the microphone. Now, you can't grab equipment, you can't push, but if you're walking past, like the other day, there was the news out here, and I was honking my horn and yelling at Roy with the hopes of getting on TV.
So, yeah, we've been a part of this.
But we didn't hurt anybody, we didn't touch anybody.
Of course not. We were just trying to be silly on TV.
It's not an easy job, and I'm so proud of this TV reporter. That was an awesome moment.
There's more than one way to listen live to the MRL Morning Show. Download the Kiss 95.1 app to stream us. Or hear what you missed with our daily podcast. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.